blast off.
Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, Saturday.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm walking down
Southeast and Shy singing The Words You Cannot Say, a poem I wrote, Deb. Welcome to Hatterday Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host, for the next 2 hours. With me is A.P. Taylor, man from Snowy River, man down under, Wizard of Oz. A.P. Taylor, how are you, A.P.?
Hi, I'm very well, Hatter. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And also, we've got Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting, so me and AP can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, AP. Deborah, thank you.
Hello.
She must be busy. So,
yeah, absolutely.
This is October 23rd of the year of our Lord, 2021. Hope the year is treating you better than the last one. What you need, AP?
Oh, I was just going to say we have a visitor at the door, Hatter. Already.
They're parked in the Canadian park.
This is Kay and or Stephen and or Stephen and or Kay or Stephen individually. Hello, all of the above.
Oh, the Andorians. Yeah. Hey guys,
How you doing?
So how come you guys getting snow yet?
No, but there's a frost warning tonight.
Better start it.
We are raining in California. It is raining in California. It has for 2 days now.
Not for that.
But Hatter.
Yeah. Hatter. Yep. Yes.
They say it never rains in Southern California.
Yeah, probably. I'm in Northern California. I wouldn't know. Yeah, right. Tell you what, the mudslides and stuff they have.
Yep.
Come on. And this is an El Nina year, so this could be a bad, bad winter. Like, there's an El Nino and an El Nina. And it's like both aren't good. One burns the valleys, valleys down Hollywood Hills and such down there, and then the rains come and the mudslides start. So, yeah, go live in L.A. If by chance you come to California, if you do by chance come to California, I suggest you go to God's country and come to Northern California. That's what I said. Go ahead, AP.
Well, Albert Hammond said that it never rains in Southern California. I'm just trying to remember the song now. It never rains in California, but don't they warn you, it pours, man, it pours. Remember that?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the artist, the one-hit wonder guy.
Albert Hammond.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep.
Boy, that's a song from back in the early 70s, I think.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're getting closer and closer to Halloween. We start our week Wednesday, I think. And bring your scare on. So Stephen Kay, what are you going to dress up as? You know, it's a costume party next Saturday before Halloween. You got to be a costume party.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Maybe I'll go as bathrobe man.
As what? What man? What did you say?
Bathrobe man. Bathrobe man.
And sidekick. Gotta have a sidekick.
Wonder K.
No? Wonder K.
She's like one of the seven wonders.
G-H-I-J-K-K-K.
You could get yourself an industrial amount of a plaster or mashed potato and turn yourself into Devil's Tower.
Yeah.
In your front room.
Yeah. Well, then A could be the alien spaceship, you see. There was a thought there.
Ah. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah?
Tonight, I believe, we'll have our weekly, our 60th, 6-0 weekly collaboration between AP and I. Deborah Lee gives us a picture, and we give her 12 lines, and she pieces them together to form a poem. Some of them will blow you away. And AP and I do not talk.
And some of them
don't. I try to put my ESPN on in this, try to guess what he's going to write and try to match it. I have yet to come close. Well, I guess a couple of things we did, but. And
no,
also we had the weekly prompt. The weekly prompt was create your own holiday.
It was.
And
yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was a difficult prompt.
What's that?
I thought it was a difficult prompt. I'm just saying. I thought it was a difficult prompt. I don't know, but I thought it was a difficult prompt.
You know, I did this once before, and I don't know what happened. I don't think it ever got aired.
Mm-hmm.
Create your own holiday. I don't remember. Maybe, it was the supervillain or a superhero. You had to make yourself a superhero. That's what it was.
Ah, that's right. I remember that. Yep, I know.
Yeah.
We might have done that. But, Stephen, I know you're normally on a tight schedule, and I have put your poem up on the board because we then might have half a chance of sharing the collaboration with you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I will say that, Hatter, you did do it once before, and I had wrote something about Sweatpants Day. A day that you didn't have to go to long sweatpants.
Okay.
So I do remember that show. This one, yeah, I guess maybe a little difficult. For some reason, my brain kept going to a day where even murder would be legal. But, you know, that's not very original, obviously, because it made me think of this piece that I wrote to an original Star Trek episode called The Return of the Archons. And,
okay.
That's why I'm interested. And it goes like this. Enterprise sent to investigate disappearance of a ship. Finds a peaceful society, but don't give guards any lip. They'll tap you with the staff, your brainwashed straight away. You'll be peaceful also, till red hour, time to play. Landru, who is their god, created this strange hour of red. You can do anything, murder, rape, or stay in bed. Kirk must know what's going on. They've brainwashed part of the crew. Resistance fighter lead him to a computer named Landru. Kirk asks, how is murder good? And Landru blows his motherboard. Another mystery solved. Kirk and crew should get awards. End poem.
Why? I think I remember that episode. The Landru sounds familiar. Is this one of your week? You were going to write one for every episode, weren't you?
Yep, I'm still not finished doing that, but yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah. Cool. AP, what did you think?
Well,
of Landru.
Strange. Prescient, isn't it? Because, of course, Captain Kirk is now the oldest person to have gone into space on the Blue Spirit rocket. Went up at 10 minutes, came back at 90. And I saw the interview with him afterwards with Jeff Bezos, and it seemed to have completely changed his perspective about life and how big we are and how small we are and nearly how small we are. But at the end of the day, I thought this was a really cute poem. And you have a device like a computer like that. It should be able to answer a reasonably simple question. And in this particular case, if it couldn't, that was probably a good thing. So really interesting poem.
Thank you.
You know, brainwash couldn't be that too bad. You know, ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Is Kay there?
I think I am.
Yeah.
Sounds like Kay to me. Yeah.
I think they want you to comment.
They want me to comment on your poem.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Okay.
Before you make a comment, are you guys in the same room?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Too, I mean.
Oh, keep going. I'll see.
Well, okay, yeah. I know when you first started, you were writing to the old series. You should try to pick that up again, because I know that you're passionate about that. There's definitely a lot about Star Trek that I still am learning, but I think this is a cool share because each episode did have its own pivotal message.
Mm-hmm.
So I like how you brought this one. Yeah, brainwashing, it's never a good thing. But, you know, with the episodes, it always has a moral that has a good point that comes through in the end, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome share.
Thank God.
So, Steven, how many episodes are there in the original series?
How many episodes in total? No.
Yeah. In the original series.
Never counted it.
Oh, okay. I thought, so you were writing to it. I thought maybe, gotta be 60, 50, 40, maybe 10.
Three seasons. I'd say probably about six, maybe three seasons. And each season had about 20 to 25.
Back then, they crammed as many as they could. Yeah, they could have up to 20 episodes in a season back then.
Yeah. They worked them.
It's pretty simple, straightforward.
Hard.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, there were some big stars that played. You know, Frank Gorshin, he was there.
Yeah.
The comic that played Mud.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the heck was that name?
And then our favorite, Corinthian leather, or a con.
Con, yes.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, I had heard that every member of the cast of Star Trek, except for Uhura, had played in Bonanza or Gunsmoke.
Hmm.
How about that?
That's a cool fact.
That makes sense, yeah. I know DeForest Kelly did quite a few westerns, so
it was funny. It's funny. He was always a bad guy.
Yeah.
Waiting for him to say you pointed ear goblin.
Yeah. Yes, the green-blooded inhuman.
You know, one thing about William Shatner. William Shatner, you'd think he made all his money in the later movies of the Star Trek. Not so. He made money, but he made his money by he was approached to be the spokesperson for E-Trade, E-Money, E-something. And he said, well, don't pay me, I'll take stock. And he took a lot of stock, and now he's a filthy rich.
Yep.
It's funny how some of the, you know, Connie Stevens, another one. If you remember Connie Stevens, the pretty blonde, she made her money in makeup. She made very little money on TV.
Ooh.
I don't remember Connie Stevens.
Oh, I love Connie Stevens, yeah.
They probably know her by face.
So how are the Browns doing?
Oh, so that is so-so. At least they beat the Broncos.
Yeah.
They lost some tear jerkers, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember her.
There you go. Let's see. Do we want to do the collab while the Andorians are here?
I think we do the collab. Yeah, I think we should. And I just wanted to point out, Hatter, that there were a lot of famous people, you know, that showed up in Star Trek as sort of walk-in characters. Yeah. And the best one that I think, though, was actually real royalty showed up as a science division officer. Abdullah II, the King of Jordan, was actually on Star Trek. Seriously.
No way, really?
The current King of Jordan, who was a prince at the time, actually showed up as a non-speaking role in Star Trek.
I'm on holiday. I think
I must have been on holiday. There you go. Yeah, I thought it was fascinating. Anyway, there you go. Now, we can do another collaboration.
I've got an interesting story for you, if you don't mind, real quick.
See if we can get Deborah to haul that thing out here.
Yeah.
Bend at the knees. Bend at the knees.
Hey, P, if you don't mind, I got one more fact for you. I can't remember the actor's name, but he was the most interesting man in the world for the Dos Equis beer commercials. Mm-hmm. He actually played Red Shirt in an episode of Star Trek, and he did not die. So
did not.
Him
wow.
He must have been horribly maimed or something. Yeah.
Mm.
That would be cool. There's a radio team out here called Mark and Brian. They did the morning show for the West Coast Market, LA. And they did one of the Next Generation. If you remember the one with Geordi,
yes.
Who was being so Geordi was being taken over by this. Not a disease, but it made him sort of, you could see the veins glow to him and his eyes glowed. The two other creatures,
yep.
Mark and Brian, they had no speaking at all. They just sort of the camera flash out and then they disappear. Sort of. I wonder what you have to pay to do that.
That's a good question. Probably locks. Anyways, we should throw to Deb for the collaboration while we could, while we've still got Stephen and Kay with us.
Oh, what's our intro for Deb? What's our intro? Didn't you have that?
We don't have an intro.
Stephen? You got to have an intro for Deb. I think I dropped the ball on that.
Oh no. Well, we can have an intro for Deb at some point. Yeah. We can do that.
No fly away. How's that?
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
I put some.
I put some
in front of her.
John.
I had picked some and played them on the air to see if it was okay, but she didn't like Jethro Tull. And I can't remember the other ones, but I kept looking.
Yeah, well, that little sadistic laugh that you have going, Hatter, would tell you why I didn't like ones you chose so far, Jordi.
Well, it wasn't. I was really trying to be. I wasn't trying to be okay. But maniacal.
You might want to mute yourself before you laugh too loud.
They say I laugh just like my dad, so that he was the same kind of.
Yeah, well,
I can tell
the difference between your real laugh and your, you want people to think you're laughing, and that was as real
right.
as it gets, sarcasm.
Sorry,
all the time.
Because I'm angry.
Well, yeah,
I'm
now
angry.
This blind collaboration is number 60. It's a bit different, but so is that photo. And, if you really look at some of them pieces, there's quite a few rock stars and stuff represented, but I don't remember Mick Jagger's teeth being quite like that. Anyhow, this is
well,
called The Red-Eyed Guys with the Contact Ties. And here we go.
Okay.
Motown hits on stone fat lips, too hard to sing along with the band and the dog about to go rough. To the pug on keys, a drum roll, please. Now another pup sits yelling at stuff. Boombox City is never pretty if you always believe your eyes in some large guy with a white beard with an unknown name that brought you fame. They all believe that it's you with a heart locked, stitched, or feared. Mending broken-hearted for those that departed, and there's accordion by hand. One-eyed love from far above, a band-aid is not a groupie, but who is on drums? And what band? Your fate has been stolen before it got rolling. Now bow to the wrecking crew as I am lost on the case. The unwrapped head simply said the jukebox is way too loud and the snare drum is far from bass. Music in flames trying to change the lead is totally sick. And on the stage I can make out the Rolling Stones with hippie hair and big teeth. But keeping the beat. Only heard if you get out the headphones. Look who's knocking to the old men rocking. Now disco has come and gone, as there's clearly lots of noise. Bassline bottom plays if you got 'em, waiting to crash the hat, and the rest may as well be toys.
You know, it's been 2 weeks since we wrote it. I forgot what lines I had.
There you go.
I was like a brand new.
Bet you recognize them now.
I do now, yeah.
And hold on a minute. You don't go throwing around 2 weeks because, like, the first week you didn't give them to me to that day. So someone in the room can claim that the lines might have been forgotten for 2 weeks.
Someone cannot. I must have saw something shiny that week.
Shiny squirrels, I know. I'm familiar with the excuse, dear heart.
So let's go to the Andorians. What do you guys think? Deborah, piecing this together. That's a hell of a picture.
I like this. Yeah, it is. I was looking at it. I enlarged it, and I was looking around at it, too. I really like this. I like the way this starts off. With that one line, because it makes me think of how some song lyrics are easy to mishear, and you assume they're saying something completely different than what they're actually singing. And I also like that bit about the old guy with the white beard, because this is so musically themed, it took me right to Cheech and Chong's Santa and His Old Lady with the, yeah, man, I played with that dude.
Santa. It plays the Motown, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, Kay. Kay.
Well,
Kay.
There's definitely a lot here. I mean, yeah, disco has come and gone, but disco is never truly dead to the people that love it. But yeah, I like how you speak about music lyrics in a lot of different ways. There's one here that stood out for me about, oh boy, I lost it. One I love from far above, a band-aid is not a groupie, but who is on what band? That stood out to me because, just for the fact that the word band-aid's in there, because sometimes when I'm speaking about certain things, sometimes a band-aid, you know, sometimes being ripped off, or sometimes people using things as a band-aid to try to hold it together. There's a lot of different ways to see that in my mind. But this is cool. It speaks to music in its own way. It's interpretation. It's a cool view. It's an awesome collaboration.
I'm fairly sure Hatter stole that one from Almost Famous, just saying.
Yeah. Almost Famous what's her name? Goldie Hawn's daughter.
What do you mean, what's her name?
She's a band.
Like Penny Lane?
Penny Lane. Yeah, but her real name.
Yeah.
She played Penny Lane in Almost Famous. And she says she's not a groupie, she's a band-aid. There's a difference.
Yeah. No, I know. I saw that film, so I know.
I love that show. I love that movie. Yeah. so what Penny Lane during the show is lost in a poker game to another band. What band was it? And what else did they have to pay?
Oh boy, I can't remember.
Remember when they're playing cards and. Yeah, well, the lead guitarist loses to Humble Pie. Humble Pie is to inherit Penny Lane and a case of Heineken.
Good Lord. That's quite specific, isn't it?
Yes.
Get the feeling that Hatter really liked that movie.
I thought that sounds.
You know, Humble Pie, man, that's Peter Frampton and...
No.
So Deb, what artists are portrayed?
I'm going to talk about songwriting. Wait, really well. Because you actually knew what you were looking at in the picture, Hatter, and I had not the foggiest idea. It was almost the sense I was going to go back to Deb and say, I see so little in this picture that I've got any idea what's going on. Let's get another picture. And that's what. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write about the fact that I've got no idea of what I'm looking at. The good idea is that you did, and we put it together, and it meant something.
That is very true, and I meant to ask you about that. Now, if you look, like, you didn't get little glimpses of, say, for example, Bruce Springsteen because of the T-shirt?
No.
Or obviously no.
No, that completely went past.
I figured that's the wrong era. That's the wrong era. Yeah. But
completely went past me. I had nothing. And so I was. It was like I was looking at Swahili. And so I the whole poem was about, that I sent you, was about having no idea what I was looking at.
Well, you know, that actually kind of makes it cooler because it's still, you had no clue and it still fit together so well. Like,
I know. That's what I said. I actually think it's one of our better ones because I had absolutely not the first idea what I was looking at.
Wow. And here I thought it was going to be waiting to see which artist you guys zoomed in on and stuff like that. And instead, your generalness and him, I mean, you both, of course, the biggest thing and the first thing that jumps out at you is that damn tongue. So the Rolling Stones is logical. But I can't believe how well it came out if you didn't recognize anyone.
Well, you have a look at the words I used there. The only thing I recognized was the Rolling Stones, and the rest may as well be toys. True story.
Right. I thought you were just working with your rhyme and whatnot.
No.
But it's cute because you put the rough in with the dog and another pup that's sitting there yelling stuff, and it made it a little more comical. So it turned out to be a plus that you didn't recognize them. But I would prefer you let me know, because part of the fun was thinking that you might. Like, remember that one I sent you to test because I was afraid you wouldn't know the commercial icons from America? That one would have been so much fun, but I do understand that you don't know them. You know what I mean? But I really did think you would have recognized some of the bands and or singers. So, but still, like I said, it came out. It was really extremely cohesive for stuff you had no clue about. Don't you think, Catter?
Yeah, no.
Oh, absolutely. I looked at the characters, and the guy on the bottom with the sweater tied around his neck yelling, the horn-rimmed glasses. I don't know. I couldn't think of who. And the drummer. I don't know who there is. The black lady with the fro. I don't know. This one seems,
anyway, it still came out really cool.
Yeah. It's like the teeth. It's like the teeth in the tongue and lips. That's there basically to get around copyright. You know, be careful with the stones.
Yeah.
You got to make it a lot different. But
yeah.
I zeroed in on the pug dog. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You zeroed in on something better than me. I was just sort of flopping around the whole thing looking to get my lines.
Well, you do. You almost have to complete the thought that the image gives you, because it's almost a half a thought or a half a idea. You got rockets.
Yes.
You got feet. And you got the hippie piece.
So, anyway, as I said, I thought it worked out remarkably well, given what little I contributed. But anyway. Stephen and or Kay, do you have to disappear into the Andorian night? And if you do you want to talk about your upcoming voyages of discovery and your shows?
Yeah. Did they leave, Stephen?
Yes, they...
Oh. It looks like they just. I'm sure they put something on the board. I wasn't paying attention.
Righto, such is life. We tried.
So Deb, let's pick your brain. What do you see in there that we missed? I mean, you mentioned that we would pick up some characters, but anything else that. It's like the hamburger guy with the red hair. I don't know what he's doing.
Say that again. What is that question? I'm sorry.
What did you
see? What do you see in the picture that since you saw a character that you thought we might, what did you see that we didn't catch?
Oh, well, we could go on all night with the crazy stuff in the photo. I'm just, like I said, I just thought like little things like, I'm thinking that that's probably AC/DC in the middle there, by those, or not in the middle, up in the left-ish. You got Bruce Springsteen,
yes.
the mouth with the glasses. The person doesn't look like him, but the glasses makes me think Bob Dylan or something. The earring's not gold, but I see the ear with an earring in it, and I think of, you know, golden earring or something. I mean, there's all kinds of weird little things that could have led you in. And I have no clue what the hell the pug's doing there and what that represents. But then again, the one, it looks like a slug with a pair of chattering teeth at the right. You called one a lady that I think looks like a Mr. Potato Head-ish person in the bottom right corner. It was just crazy, and I thought that there was enough craziness going on that you guys would pull stuff out, and you did.
Mine stayed in the late 60s and the 70s, just from the disco, the Rolling Stones. I didn't think of like Springsteen. That would have been an era, other than later. So I wasn't even thinking that. But it could be.
Yep, I think you're right, Hatter. But it sort of worked, you know. But it was interesting, literally how it worked, Deb, because I can always, you know, I mean, I can usually do lines on just about anything, and this was a good example of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think that, no matter what, even if you never recognize anything in the photo, like you said, you always come up with lines. I'm stuttering now. It just blows me away that with you not having a clue of what was in there, just coming off totally off the cuff, you still managed to work enough that I could tie these together easily. I mean, other than some conjunctions, I think I wrote on stage and another word or two, I don't know. That's what blows me away the most, is when I just have to throw in a few conjunctions and not really add anything to it. Be that easy to write, you know?
So give us the number. What's the number?
Like that was just number 60?
No. What new rate? An 8, 9, 10, 7,
oh,
6.
I'm sorry. I think this one was just, let me see, it was a 7. Yes, it was a 7.
A 7. There you go.
7.
You know, I would expect 6 or 7 all the time. When we hit 10, that blows me away.
Yeah, well, you have half a dozen or more of those. That's 10% or better of 10s at this point. It's pretty damn good.
I don't get tens in my own writing.
Well, you do when you mix with AP. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, yeah, that's true. What I did find out when we went over it that one time, Deb, was if your spacing is off, it's deducted. Do not overspace, and I guess punctuation would be too.
Spacing.
When I would space up, there was sometimes I would more than like two space hits just to separate my stanzas. If I put too many of those, it marks you down. I saw it move. I saw the number move when I corrected it up, tightened it all up.
There you go. Didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either.
And I think that like an artist that does this, there'd have to be a legend or something that would give us a hint of what he's trying to say or do, or I would hope. Maybe that's, oh, maybe that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. You know?
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Well, sometimes you can go from a 9 to a 10 just by adding a period or taking away a comma.
You can.
Yeah, I don't know about punctuation, but I know the spacing is good. Yeah. Well, you know, what got me too was the bent buildings. Like, you know, like who was it? Salvador Dali. Or was it him? The melting. Yeah, it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clock.
But, yeah. They're not quite melting. It looks like a bad acid trip, you know?
Yes.
Stay in school.
I wrote that in the author's notes of the poem we just read, incidentally. I did. Since the title says,
you know, there's pictures you can look at.
Contact
Ajax. Go ahead.
No, it was just, since the title says two guys with contact eyes, I put kids stay in school in the author's notes.
Of course, always. Get a whole life to party. Well, you know what? It flowed. It read really well, I thought. So
it did read really well, Hatter. I was going to say the flow of the poem was really, really good.
I think we do ourselves a big favor by the longer lines. I think it was really tough when we had the short little phrases.
You can't. Don't give tips and don't change up. Just stay you and he'll stay him and it'll keep working.
Just do what we do. Do what we do.
That's what we do best.
When it's out, do.
So, Deb, where are you going to come as next Saturday?
Sorry, ask me that again.
What are you going to dress up as? Everybody's got to be in costume next Saturday. It's costume party.
Costume party.
Well, I guess I'll have to find my wings in the closet and I'll come to the butterfly.
Well, there you go. Put them on and take it. We need pictures. Wings. You got actually wings? You got wings?
We
of course,
actually
wings.
I had a thought.
Yeah.
We could send Deb a wig and she could grab one of her sheets.
You know what? Two buns on the side of her head. I think we could do that.
Yeah,
tight
that's
little
what I'm
outfit. Tight little outfit.
Yeah.
The one scene with the big worm where she's got next. She's in that skimpy little thing. Yeah, we could do that.
Oh, you're going there. Goodness me, God! You're like every teenager in the. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, but she takes the shade and chokes later in that scene, so.
No, yeah, that'll come back to me.
All right. Reading over.
Adam,
I'm looking over your face.
For this week or last week, sure. Whichever week we're up.
You broke up a little.
Is it me?
You broke. Yeah. Say it again. AP, you broke up.
AP, you're breaking AP. Up. Can you say that again?
I was just going to say we should talk about the theme for this week, Hatter, or last week, or whatever week we're up to.
Well,
sure.
Next week is Mischief Night. I was hoping that in some way to tie that in might be fun.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What is it? All Saints Night as well? The night of the dead.
Okay. Righto. We should think about that. If that's the case.
Whenever my parents laid down the law and said, "Okay, we're going here. Do not do this. Do not do that." So they always stared right at me. What are you talking to me for?
You've got a poem.
Yes, I do.
You've got a poem.
Yes, I do. And I struggled with it a little bit. Struggled with it a little bit.
Yep. I'm with you, too. I did, too.
I think it's not, I hope it's not too abstract.
No. No, it's up on the board, so give it a go.
Okay. I apologize for this. It is called Before the Celebration. And remember the word before. That's my,
yes.
That's me. That's a picture of me. So like this.
Yes.
The days that follow our most celebrated times have no names to remember, but this one is mine. The day I stopped to celebrate everything that I dreamed, I felt it break by mistake. The days of fantasy, the nights of lore, the times forgotten, the holiday called before. Before the battles that stained the ground, there was the peace that breathed and made no sound. Before the animals disappeared and died, there was a calm that rained from the dirty skies. Before the war that poisoned the air, there was a sun that we all shared. Before the years counted too high, there were the clouds that lived that suddenly died. Before the humans caught the sin of greed, there was a love that planted its Genesis seed. Before the coming of the judgment day, there were the words that healed and quietly saved. Let it be now that we kneel to pray. Let it be now before the wave. Before the living, there was nothing giving, only things that were taken in sin. Before the spoken word the broken and the dreams that fell within. Before was a time I then wrote a rhyme, for nothing ever will ever come after. So take a pause like Santa Claus and listen for the children's laughter. Before comes but once a year, it follows then seems what seems unclear. Before Eve, bunnies carry the signs, after before day on November 9. The holiday that comes before Christmas but after Thanksgiving is spent before B-Day and the holiday called fishing. Oh, Stephen. I should have read that. I know. It's stressed. When are you going to get into the holiday? When are you going to get into the holiday? It's on November 9th. Just saying.
It's an interesting way of going about it, Hatter. I have never thought of before as a holiday. I will now, but I've never thought as before as a concept as a holiday. And it's kind of an interesting way of going about it. I sort of feel you've sort of slid down the side of creating a holiday to creating a sort of more extra strenuous sort of purpose, but that's okay. You're allowed to do that.
You
do whatever you like. That's your feeling.
You know, my thought process was correct, but once I got into writing them, I got lost in them. In fact, there's two other poems I wrote that I felt were good enough to keep, but I lost, you know, about the holiday. Just didn't wrap it up. Bam. So I did it a second time,
yeah,
and did the same thing, and I almost lost this one.
Yep.
I think I almost lost this one.
it's interesting. It sort of slides in idiosyncratically, but it seems it does work for me. Deb, what did you think?
Well, it's absolutely very different. I don't feel very scared.
I know. It wasn't something scary. It's just a holiday.
Well, you said scary or Halloween-ish.
No, you did. You're right.
You know what? I don't remember saying that, but I don't doubt you guys, because you'll go find the tape.
Yep.
And you'll play it.
You're damn right.
Yeah, no.
But like the poem is cool. The concept's cool. So take a pause like Santa Claus. I like, you know, I think that your head was all over the place and it shows and it came out really cool. So, and before the years counted too high, there were the clouds that lived and suddenly died. I mean, it's cool, Hatter. And long.
Yeah, think about it. If you think about it, some of the biggest things in history come right after, before, and after. Before World War I.
Like I said, it's cool. It's just not scary. It's absolutely cool.
it sort of reminds me of the Beatles' White Album, Deb. It's sort of got Blackbird in it, and it's sort of got We Should Do It in the Road at the same time. It's sort of like this omnibus poem that sort of has this really interesting underlying theory, and sort of sometimes it hits and sometimes it misses, but it just keeps on going.
Hey, I got nine in there. Number nine.
That's what I'm saying. And Revolution.
Yeah.
Whole heap of grapes. The White Album.
Wow.
So, you know.
The White Album.
Yeah, the White Album.
Cool.
Okie doke. What a good time then. If that's the case, Hannah. Since we've done yours, I bet it's fine. I did think that we should, you know, go for something scary, and I wondered how I would do that. And so I thought what I would do is take a holiday from another country and turn it into something scary. How's that? Strange thing, I know, but bear with me. So this is a cargo, a new holiday for Halloween, and it goes a little bit like this. Bon is celebrated in Japan, and it is said the spirits of the dead return. So to assist this process since time began, have lit lanterns which guide while they burn. This is a peaceful sight which attracts many as the paper lanterns float upon the water. But why not the actual bodies, terror plenty, accompanying spirits in return slaughter? Bare rags on bones and decomposing eyes with maggots chewing out the remaining skin. Breaking bones when dance away the sunrise and smell travels through walls thick or thin. We could name the festival the Day of Kage, which is a Japanese word closest to shadow. And I can only imagine the terror shall rage in skin within all bones and through marrow. In
Now, is this the one you read to me?
Yes.
It is. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
The one on the side.
I as well, I had all sorts of questions for you when you read it. That it was a true festival. He said, yeah.
It is a true festival. That is a true picture of a true festival of Obon. Yes.
The paper lanterns. That's quite a sight when the, I think it's the Chinese do it too.
Oh, no, it's impressive.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They put thousands of those things and let them go? Man.
Yeah, thousands of them. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the West Coast, there was a dude that took the big dry cleaner bags and would rig a little basket underneath to light a candle. And once it got warm enough, it would take off, and it would stay in the sky for quite a while.
Wow.
And,
that's impressive.
Yeah, people would go, look at it. Yeah. It's a UFO.
Yeah, no. No. So I tried, Hatter. I tried to put some sort of scary stuff in there. I did. That was what we were asked to do. So, you know.
That was a good angle to pick one that exists and tweak it. So, Deb, what do you think of the bare rags on bones?
Well, for starters, you get to the poem and you see the title and this gorgeous picture, because there is something stunning about watching the water with the reflection and the ripple from the light and from the water, and it's gorgeous. And we get into the poem, and then it's like you're sitting there and you're thinking, or you're picturing now these bare rags on bones and decomposing eyes with maggots, and I'm thinking, oh, it's a shame that Sky didn't get to hear you read. And then you give us some smell-o-vision poetry where you think of the smell that's traveling through the air and totally, totally creep out that beautiful image. And now you wonder which boat's got the eyeballs charred in there and which one's filled with bone marrow, and it becomes a really creepy image. So that is a bit scary, I'd say.
Yeah, all those boats out there.
Well, it was different. Yes.
Did you hear our boat finally left the canal, you know, in the Middle East there?
Yes. Yes, it's up in the other week. Somewhere, I believe.
Yes. What are we going to do with all these ships offshore that can't unload their cargo? What are we going to do? Call Elon Musk and say, hey, man.
That's a very good question, Hatter. It's a very, very good question. I'm glad you asked. I think, you know, in the future, I think we could probably have sort of floating walls that went out to the boats, so we could actually expand the walls. If we get really clever to this in the future, we could probably bring out drones and get two or three drones to attach to every container and actually take the containers to the wharf with drones.
Yeah, not the little drones. We're talking drones.
Oh, no, proper drones. Big buggers. Yeah. Not little buggers. Big buggers.
Well, I know the military at point in World War II and part of the Korean conflict, I believe, are experts at building these makeshift bridges and pier docks.
Yes,
they got it down. They got these tinker. They got these Lego sets. They can come out there and put them together, and they can
tank and
roll over on.
Yep, just like engineers can do temporary bridges. Why wouldn't you do a temporary wharf?
Exactly. Well, you don't make it across.
Wharf.
That's what it is. You don't make the bridge all the way across. That's what it is. You got a bridge.
Sell bad luck. You know, temporary wharf and bloody great big drones. That's my thought.
I think we should go down there and I've got my official Marshall jacket and a what's the agency that comes in and builds houses after tragedy? The
Habitat for Humanity.
No, it's a acronym. Should get my coat. Anyway, I just had it. It's the ones that did the
We've got to.
I'm back.
Dad's poem too. We've got to do Dad's poem too. But just before we go too wacky.
Yeah.
Because Deb actually did follow the prompt as well. You realize that.
I'll say that again.
Well, Deb followed the prompt.
He said I did what I was told.
Deb followed the prompt. Ooh. That's all I'm saying.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Deb, did you want to read your poem? That's a great little image there, by the way.
Sure do. And I also sent you guys next week's collab photo. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is called Today's Full Circle Day. So happy holiday. People say that the things we speak and the things we do circle back, growing tenfold as they do too. Today's full circle day, and we raise a glass to him, to her, and to you. Raising goblets and steins, we toast and then drink. Here's to finding places not white and not black. Chugging whiskey, once toasting crystal cups clink. All for shades of dark gray and shit that circles back. If you're sweet, and today's full of laughs and grins, with tangerine sunshine and pink periwinkle skies. If you're a jerk, and today's for weeping and shadows as the payback ricochets slinging dog-laid mud pies. Every shot aimed for dirty pool played, multiplied by a landslide. Just call it karma that Mother Earth supplied. Crushing everything like an icy avalanche amplified. So today on Full Circle Day, you face the shit that you dish, and then you drown in it. And boom.
There you go.
The love you take equals the love you made.
Exactly.
AP, what sport are those kids playing? I know you know.
Looks like rugby to me.
In rugby, exactly.
Aren't they cute?
Looks like rugby to me.
Yeah, cute.
They are cute. agree.
You know, raising goblets and steins we toasted into you, and you didn't go the castle with the pestle with the vessel, the vessel with the pestle, the brew that is true, the flagon with the dragon.
The geeter with the heater. Hatter, you're like, you scare me a little. You're all over the place.
But it's
well,
kind of fun, Hatter. It's kind of fun
maybe
having
I should sit down.
To sort of, it's like karma day. It's like everything sort of, you know, comes back and gives or throws it at you depending on where you're up to. It's kind of nice, really. I like the whole idea of it, Ted.
Yeah, sort of judgment day.
For one, am someone who would be delighted for a full circle day, but I know many who would probably try to find a place to hide. But
I'm
that's their
or the front row. I want to be in the front row, and maybe not. Get his name called first. What? Slinging dog laid mud pies. You know, we were in school the day before Thanksgiving. Christmas Eve. We would all show up at the wettest field, no matter what school it was at. Had the most water on it. That's where we played football. And we'd come home all busted up and bloody and soaking wet. My mom goes, "Why do you do that?" No, it was Thanksgiving because I know it was Thanksgiving because it was the day after Thanksgiving because I always had knee surgery on Christmas, so I don't think I was playing then. Yeah, this is very good. Full circle day. Yeah. And what time of the year is that? Being that we have shades of dark gray and shit that circles back. Tangerine.
Word sitting there, and I got a 9.
There you go. Okay.
Who knew Otto liked it?
There you
go. I should look at that more.
There you go. That's all you have to do.
So today
so
on Full Circle
photo
Day.
Looks like fun, you guys. Hatter, I want to go. Do you know for sure what next week, or AP, I think, it's your turn. Are we doing Mischief Night, or did you have something that you wanted to do instead? I just want to know what to put on the board.
Yeah. Good question. Good question. But you're saying, Deb, what's next week? There's a couple of bits and pieces about next week that's on the day or so. What were you saying?
Mischief Night. It's the All Souls Night. It's the Night of the Dead.
Yes.
So there's.
I'm sort of obligated.
Why wouldn't you do something like Raven then, if that's the case?
Ooh, that sounds cool.
We could.
Why
can
we do Raven?
Now, do I write just Raven, or should I write the Raven?
What the Raven? The Raven.
Okay.
Let's do the Raven. Because that's appropriately dark and sort of appropriately deathly.
Yeah, the Raven in Europe went through the same thing. It was the same thing cats did. They were revered for centuries, and then after the wars, they had seen what the ravens would go out and clean up the battlefields. And became the soldiers of the devil. And then...
So I reckon that's the right team for that. Yeah.
Raven.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I had a creepy collab picture, but I really like the one I sent you. So, but I can go creepy
if you want. No. I like the one you sent as well. I think that's good.
Okay,
lots of stuff there.
All right, let me finish the comment here. Well done, Deb.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I always like to add on to that comment because they're short, but sometimes I don't. Not by choice. Well, cool. Every aim shot, dirty pool. Every shot aimed for dirty pool played, multiplied by a landslide. I love that line. Just call it karma.
I love karma.
That's a book. That's a poem right there.
Like
every shot aimed, what dirty pool played, multiplied by a landslide.
Okay, so we covered the poems. Maybe we could wrap up, Hatter, and maybe you could call me in an hour.
I can do that. Let's yeah. Wait a minute, we've got one thing to do. That I have been doing. What day is it tomorrow? J calendar.
Is that a radio question or
tomorrow?
Or
tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow is National-in-Law Day and Baloney Day.
Ah. Well, there you go.
Today,
my
is,
baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Swallows depart from San Juan Capistrano Day. I've been to San Juan Capistrano.
Yes.
National Talk Show Day, National Mole Day, National Make Day, National iPod Day, National Boston Cream Pie Day was today.
Pie. All right, well, to tomorrow is Sensual Night, the 10 p.m. Eastern over at the Adult Room. And
yes.
I'm not sure of the topic, but it's always a fun one. And on Monday,
yes.
We kick off Ween Week with our costume party. So if you haven't chosen your costume prompt yet, get on it. And that's at 10. And then 11 Eastern on Tuesday, Raconteur wants to know what differences you see now in Halloween from when you were a child. That's the next couple of days.
Perfect.
Well, let's see. Today is the 296th day of the year. It's in the 42nd week of the year, and it's 81% complete the year 2021.
Hmm. There you go. So under the 80-20 rule, we're finished.
Yeah. Mother-in-law day.
Sheesh.
Yeah, and to the one that keeps my heart, how dare you? Okay, I feel better.
How dare you? Oh, and one other thing. On Monday at A Poetic Slice of Life, at 11:30 Eastern on the Mortuary of Shadows, it's another episode of Halloween, and Stephen and Kay have some really cool pictures of Jason on the board to choose from. And I'm just trying to scroll real fast. Okay, no quotes, just some really awesome pictures. And Hatter, you might be interested in knowing that the one of the photos on their board that looks like Jason, but it also looks just like Captain Kirk. So it's Captain Kirk Jason. Yeah, so
really?
It would be a cool show. And that, again, is 11:30 p.m. Eastern. So on that note, Hatter, let's close out.
Can we play a song?
What would you like to hear?
I put a Gary Moore up there. I'm wondering if it's still there. Gary Moore, Empty Rooms, or I Still Got the Blues for You.
I see one that says Hatter, Gary Moore. Two that say, okay, maybe Empty Rooms, Boys Are
Okay,
Back.
Yeah, play Empty Rooms. Good song.
Okay. Well, on that note.
Little,
thank you very much, gentlemen. It was fun. Love and respect to you both.
Little,
and here comes Gary Moore.
Should I give a little education play?
Sure, Hatter.
You can do that.
Gary Moore was a Irish guitarist. He was part of, at one time, Thin Lizzy, played lead guitar for him. He went on his own. He's one of the premier guitarists. If you ever seen him play, you can understand why. He died early in life. He's only 51 or 2, I believe. You can tell by looking at him through the years. I think his heart was broken, and I think he got back into to drugs, which when he was young, he was clean. But I think that's what took his life. Yeah, Gary Moore, probably one of the most unknown, unappreciated guitarists that ever was. I would invite anybody to go up and find some Gary Moore and listen to him. Empty Rooms, what will we listen to, is one of those, one of his hits. So thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Hatter.
That was great. That was some great educational information, Hatter.
Thank you.
And on that note, love and respect, guys. Here comes the song.
Okay. Everybody, see you next week.
I think he's in Amsterdam playing this live.
Broken heart, it just won't live. Is the price. in the night.